Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Art of Reading: Essential Strategies to Read More Books and Remember What You Read, by Sarah Hayes, is a practical nonfiction guide for readers who want to increase both reading volume and retention. The book belongs to the reading skills, personal knowledge management, and self-education category rather than the narrow speed reading market. Its central concern is a familiar gap between intention and outcome. People buy or start many books, but struggle to finish them, recall their main ideas, or apply what they learned. Based on available information, Hayes presents reading as an active process shaped by attention, purpose, memory, and follow-through. The book emphasizes strategies that can be used immediately, including finding time to read, maintaining focus, choosing suitable retention methods, and taking useful notes. Its purpose is not simply to help readers move through pages faster, but to make reading more deliberate, memorable, and practically useful. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reading more begins with purposeful selection and clear intent. A key idea associated with the art of reading is that reading more books is not only a matter of speed or willpower. It also depends on choosing books with a clear reason in mind. Readers often accumulate large unread piles because every book seems potentially useful, yet they do not define what they need from a particular title. A practical reading system begins by asking whether a book is being read for knowledge, skill building, pleasure, reference, or broad exposure. This distinction matters because it changes the level of attention required and the type of retention strategy that makes sense. A technical or professional book may require slower reading and structured notes, while a general interest book may only require remembering a few central ideas. By connecting selection to purpose, the reader reduces guilt-driven reading and avoids treating every book as equally demanding. The result is a more efficient reading life, not because the reader rushes, but because attention is allocated according to value. This approach makes the book more realistic than guides that assume every reader should finish every book in the same way. Secondly, time and focus are treated as reading conditions, not personality traits. The book addresses the common complaint that people want to read more, but cannot find the time or maintain concentration. Its practical orientation suggests that Hayes treats time and focus as conditions that can be shaped rather than fixed traits. This is important because many readers interpret inconsistent reading as a failure of discipline, when the more immediate causes may be fragmented schedules, unclear routines, distracting environments, or weak transitions into focused work. A useful reading strategy, therefore, includes protecting regular reading periods, reducing interruptions, and making books easier to access than competing distractions. The emphasis is not on dramatic lifestyle change, but on repeatable adjustments that create enough consistency for reading to become normal. Focus is also connected to reading purpose. When the reader knows what kind of value is being sought from a book, attention becomes easier to sustain because the mind has a task. This framing separates the book from simple productivity advice. It applies productivity principles specifically to reading, showing that volume increases when the reader designs conditions that support sustained attention. Thirdly, retention depends on active engagement. Rather than passive exposure, the most distinctive promise of the art of reading is not only to help readers finish more books, but to remember more of what they read. The book positions forgetting as a normal result of passive exposure rather than a sign that a reader is incapable. Reading a page once and expecting durable memory is rarely sufficient, especially when the material contains unfamiliar concepts or practical advice. Active engagement changes the mental work involved. This may include pausing to identify the main point, connecting new ideas to prior knowledge, summarizing in simple language, or deciding which parts deserve later review. The underlying reasoning is consistent with basic cognitive principles. Information is more likely to be retained when it is processed meaningfully, organized, and revisited. The book appears to avoid complicated memory systems and instead favors methods that ordinary readers can apply immediately. This gives retention a practical structure. Readers are encouraged to make decisions during reading, not after the book has already faded from memory. Remembering becomes part of the reading process itself. Fourthly, note-taking is framed as a tool for use, not a record of everything. The book gives attention to taking effective notes, but its likely value lies in distinguishing useful notes from excessive transcription. And pay. Many readers underline or copy large sections because they fear losing important material, yet this often produces archives that are rarely reviewed. A more effective approach is to capture the ideas that matter for the reader's purpose and to record them in a form that supports later recall or action. This means notes should clarify, compress, and organize rather than merely preserve. For example, a note can identify the central claim of a chapter, explain why it matters, or connect it to a decision, problem, or future project. The practical benefit is that the reader creates retrieval points, not just evidence of having read. This topic is central to the book's promise because memory and application both depend on access. If a reader cannot locate or restate an idea later, the value of reading diminishes. By treating note-taking as part of a learning loop, the book moves beyond reading volume and toward usable knowledge. Lastly, different books require different reading and retention strategies. An important feature of the book is its resistance to one-size-fits-all reading advice. Available descriptions emphasize methods suited to different types of books and reading goals. This distinction is practical because fiction, business books, academic nonfiction, self-help, biographies, and technical manuals do not all reward the same approach. Some books are best read continuously for narrative or argument flow, while others benefit from selective reading, chapter summaries, note extraction, or repeated review. Applying the same intensive method to every book can slow readers down unnecessarily, while applying a light method to demanding material can lead to poor understanding. The strategic reader adapts effort to the book's purpose. This also helps explain how someone can read more without relying on questionable speed reading claims. Efficiency comes from matching method to material. A reader may skim a low-priority section, read a central chapter carefully, and revisit only the ideas likely to be useful. This flexible approach makes the book relevant to everyday readers who move across genres and cannot afford to treat every page as equally important. In conclusion, The Art of Reading is best suited for readers who already value books but feel dissatisfied with their actual reading outcomes. It will be especially useful for people with growing unread book lists, busy schedules, inconsistent focus, or a pattern of finishing books and later remembering little beyond a general impression. Its benefits are practical rather than theoretical. Readers can expect a framework for choosing books more intentionally, creating time for reading, staying engaged, taking notes that support recall, and adapting methods to different kinds of material. Intellectually, the book encourages a shift from reading as consumption to reading as learning. That shift is important because the value of a book is not measured only by completion, but by what the reader can understand, remember, and use afterward. Compared with many books in the reading improvement category, it stands out for avoiding an over-reliance on speed reading promises or elaborate memory systems. Its realistic positioning is as a practical guide to sustainable reading habits and retention. The emphasis on immediate implementation, flexible strategies, and cognitive plausibility gives it a grounded place among books for self-directed learners. If you would like to support Sarah Hayes, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.